Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to give you some options if your pressure side cleaner has stopped working and you don't really want to invest money in a new pressure side cleaner like the Polaris 280 or the Penta Racer. And I'll give you some options you can do to upgrade to a different type of cleaner, robotic or suction cleaner. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. I get this question often, and it's one that depends on your particular pool, but however, the reason why you have a pressure side cleaner more than likely is because the builder thought that would be a better cleaner type for you because of the debris you get in your pool. However, there's a lot of them here in Southern California where I think a suction cleaner would have done a lot better, and they should have put a vacuum or side port in and not the pressure cleaner, but that's in there. And sometimes the booster pump will burn out or the cleaner needs to be replaced and the customer no longer wants a pressure side cleaner for their pool. So you can add a suction cleaner to a pool that has a pressure cleaner. You would just disable the booster pump at the breaker, turn that off so it won't come on anymore. And then you wouldn't use a dedicated return line for that because the suction cleaner works off of the pool suction. So then you would have to use the skimmer to connect the cleaner to, because typically with a pressure cleaner, there is no side port or vacuum port installed. And so you can easily switch to a suction cleaner. However, you have to attach it to your skimmer as the main source for the cleaner to work off of. And in that case, you probably would want to get my hole-in-one basket. This is a basket specifically designed for a cleaner connected at the skimmer to prevent debris from getting in and clogging up the pump basket. Typically, if you have a suction cleaner at the skimmer, you would take the skimmer basket out and connect it there with no basket, no way of stopping the debris from going into the pump basket. So my basket actually solves this problem, and it's one way to do it. The only drawback with going from pressure to suction is that sometimes the skimmer is set on the far end of the pool, and you need a cleaner with a lot of hoses to get to the furthest point. And then again, of course, you're giving up a lot of the skimming ability by having the cleaner connected to the skimmer, and the pool is actually designed for a pressure cleaner. And sometimes people don't want the pressure cleaner because of the cost of running the booster pump. They'd rather find ways to save money, or they don't want to replace the booster pump and the cleaner, so they want to go with a different cleaner. So my suggestion would be a robotic pool cleaner would be the better choice to replace a pressure cleaner, because it'll operate in a lot of the same ways. Unlike the suction cleaner, where the dirt and debris will go into the filter, the robotic pool cleaner will also trap the dirt and leaves inside the cleaner itself, similar to your pressure cleaner with the bag on top. Although robotic pool cleaners, depending on the model you pick, can filter down to a much smaller micron. So for instance, if you're using the lowest, finest mesh bag on your Polaris 280, the fine mesh bag, it'll probably filter dirt down to about 100 microns, which is really good. Most of the visible dirt will be trapped inside the bag, and robotic pool cleaners can actually filter down to about 3 microns depending on which brand you go with. Typically, they will filter down to 10 to 20 microns. Some will filter to 60 microns, and there's a few that still just filter down to 100 microns themselves. But you're going to get a much cleaner pool with a robotic pool cleaner than with a pressure cleaner, and in some cases cleaner than with a suction cleaner. So I definitely would recommend that if you're gonna go from a pressure cleaner to an alternate type of cleaner. The robotic pool cleaner would be very similar to the pressure cleaner. Another advantage of a robotic pool cleaner is the fact that it'll use a lot less electricity, because it converts the voltage going into the cleaner down to very small voltage. So you're only going to be using a few cents every hour as you're running a robotic pool cleaner, versus the booster pump, which runs at a lot of wattage and amps. So you definitely will save electricity by using a robotic pool cleaner, and they work really well. I like the fact that unlike the suction cleaner you're going to replace it with the robotic pool cleaner, once you're done using it, you just take the whole unit out of the pool with the cords and everything, and there's no need to worry about anything in the pool. So it's very similar to a pressure cleaner, where the pressure cleaner hoses aren't quite as noticeable as the suction cleaner. However, they still are in the pool. So one advantage of the robotic pool cleaner is that when you're done using it, you can take the whole cleaner out and leave it out on your deck or your garage and don't have to worry about anything in your pool. It also cleans the pool very rapidly, like a pressure cleaner. So one thing you're going to notice if you go from pressure to suction is how slow the suction cleaner actually cleans your pool, because it's using the pool suction to move the cleaner around. You'll notice that it's moving pretty slow compared to your pressure cleaner, which was zipping around your pool and cleaning your pool within like 2 hours. So that's another thing you're going to notice right away when you go from pressure to suction, is that the speed at which your pool is cleaned is minimized. Also, the debris type. So the pressure cleaner is made for larger debris. Robotic pool cleaners are also designed for larger debris. So if you go from pressure to suction, you may find that the cleaner gets caught up on debris a lot. And so you're going to be out there cleaning out the suction cleaner, cleaning the mouth of it out, that the debris jammed it up. That would not happen in a pressure cleaner because of the large opening. So if you just don't like your pressure cleaner anymore for whatever reason, and you want to discontinue using it, but you want an alternate cleaner, I think the robotic pool cleaner is a lot more similar, because it'll pick up large debris like the pressure cleaner. It's not going to get jammed up on small debris, and it's definitely worth looking at that versus a suction cleaner. So let's talk a little bit about the price point of robotic pool cleaners. They can range from anywhere from $400 to over $1,000. So if I were going to say that you want to get something comparable to your pressure cleaner, the $400 cleaner is probably not the one you want. Nor would you probably want the one that costs over $1,000. I think you'll probably be overspending for your purposes at that point. You can, if you wanted to, buy a high-end $1,200 cleaner, but I think the range that most customers go for when they're going from pressure to robotic are $600 to $800, maybe $900 at the most, and you'll get a decent robotic pool cleaner that will do more things in your pool than your pressure cleaner does. So for instance, your pressure cleaner could not scrub the walls or the water line. A robotic pool cleaner in this category generally will climb the walls and scrub them. Some of them will scrub the water line for you. So that's one benefit. I guess I should say there is a pressure cleaner that can do a lot of this, and that's the Polaris Quattro Sport. It'll climb the walls, it'll scrub the water lines and everything in that respect. But again, it is the pressure cleaner, so you're replacing a pressure cleaner with another pressure cleaner. But if you are looking for a pressure cleaner that is very similar to a robotic pool cleaner, I think the Polaris Quattro Sport is as close as you're going to get without making the switch completely over to robotic. But typically, the robotic pool cleaner will clean areas that the pressure cleaner missed, like the walls and the water line. It also does a better job with the fine dirt, like I mentioned, depending on the model you get. Can filter down a lot finer than the pressure cleaner can. So if you have a pressure cleaner right now and you notice that there's a lot of dirt in your pool still, not to worry. The robotic pool cleaner will do a much better job in that respect. Now, as far as the reliability of robotic pool cleaners, they're definitely made a lot better than they were in the past. And since they're highly effective at cleaning your pool, you're not going to be using them every day in your pool. So you may use a robotic pool cleaner twice a week, maybe just once a week. And that also extends the lifespan of the robotic pool cleaner versus your pressure cleaner that's running in your pool every day for 2 or 3 hours. The robotic pool cleaner will last longer because of that fact. You're not using it every day, and it cleans so effectively that you don't need it every day. It'll just clean your pool, and then you drop it in when you need it. So if you're having a pool party on the weekend, drop the robotic pool cleaner in on a Friday afternoon, and your pool will be ready for Saturday's party, no problem. And it's easy, like I said, you can just take it out completely from the pool and you can enjoy the look of your pool with nothing in your pool, no hoses, no cleaner in there. And it's a great option to go from pressure to robotic pool cleaner. Most of the ones in this price range come with a 2 or 3 year warranty, and typically that's how long they're going to last without needing any kind of parts. So rest assured that the robotic pool cleaner is going to do just as good of a job as your pressure cleaner, probably even better. It'll filter the small dirt particles down a lot better. So if you're tired of your pressure cleaner, don't want to deal with replacing the booster pump anymore, or taking your cleaner in to get it repaired all the time, or upgrading to a new pressure cleaner, which typically is in that price range. The Polaris 280 is about $600, and then the Quattro Sport is about $1,000, I believe, if you go to a retail store and purchase it. So the price point of a good pressure cleaner is about the same as a good robotic pool cleaner, and I think you'll be happy with the robotic pool cleaner versus going to a suction cleaner from a pressure cleaner. It's kind of downgrading if you go from pressure to suction, and it's upgrading going from pressure to robotic pool cleaner. And if you're looking for a good one, you can email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com and I can direct you to a good robotic pool cleaner, or just go to my website. I have a list of the mid-range and high-range cleaners that I recommend. The website is swimmingpoollearning.com, and you can read more about robotic pool cleaners there. Do your research, find one that you think you're going to be happy with going forward, and just replace that pressure cleaner and go robotic from that point on. I really like robotic pool cleaners myself. I think they're one of the best types of cleaners out there, and the only drawback that I see is the price point for the robotic pool cleaner is definitely a lot higher than a suction cleaner, but about equal with a good pressure side cleaner, and probably a little cheaper if you're going to replace the booster pump and the pressure cleaner together. So I definitely think you could find a good cleaner to replace that pressure cleaner. And my website again was swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you're in the industry and you're looking for more one-on-one help with your business, definitely check out my coaching program. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits there, including the ability to text me and call me in real time. So look for more information on that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.